everyone. Welcome to an all-new episode of the Not Safe for Work podcast. We are back.
What up, what up, what up?
Happy whatever day it is that you're listening to us on.
I hope it's a blessed one.
Yep. How has your week been? Oh, well, let us introduce ourselves first.
Oh.
I'm one half of the hosting duo. My name is Kirsten.
And I'm the other half. I'm Deja.
And welcome again. Welcome. How was your work, ma'am? How was your work? How was your week?
It was good. Not as stressful as the previous week. Yeah, it was good. I was sitting here trying to think of like if anything like really exciting or pertinent or frustrating happened, and I can't pinpoint anything. So we're just gonna say it was a chill, easygoing week.
Well, that's good
for the most part.
That's
yeah,
because you've had some very stressful weeks,
girl. I still don't know how all this shit's gonna work, but
I don't either. I can't wait to find out,
girl.
Tune in next week for another episode of Is Deja Stressed Out or Not?
Right.
But
that's good. Yeah. How about yours?
For the most part, it's been pretty chill. My week coming up will probably be more stressful, but.
Are y'all off on Friday?
Mm-hmm.
For Juneteenth?
Yeah, thank Same. God. I'll have a short week, yeah. But.
I only work 3 days this week.
Oh?
Because I'm going to Houston on Thursday.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'll be at Julius's.
Okay.
My flight's not till the afternoon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, it'll be fine. It's going to be a little stressful, but it is what it is at this point. I'm just preparing myself.
You have to do your task, do your due.
Yeah.
Damn.
And if one more person tells me how impressed they are with how I'm handling it, it's like, thanks.
But
it still feels, I feel like
right.
Shit.
That's like when you're sick and people are like, you're doing such a good job. Well, bitch.
I don't have a choice.
Right. I'm still in ICU with COVID. Right. Thanks, but no thanks.
Right. So, yeah, but other than that, no, it's been good.
Yeah.
This week was calmer and I kind of just started accepting things this week. Mm-hmm. More of just like, it just is what it is.
It is what it is. And I honestly don't feel too bad. honestly.
Yeah. So,
I mean, it sucks, but
it does suck, but this is where we are.
You did it to yourself.
Essentially.
You know?
Yeah. This is where
Sorry.
We are. So, and there was a comment made this week that just threw me over the edge. So I was like, fuck this shit. I can't.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I'll tell you off air. But okay. Anywho, other than that, the week has been good.
Yay.
Marlon's business is doing well. I'm an unpaid office manager is what I call it.
Okay.
So we're trying to get organized with that, figuring things out there. But other than that, no, it's been a good week.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad that the sun is out. Okay.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah, and my allergies always act up when it rains because I'm allergic to mold.
Humid, so humid all week.
But it's still been really cool here.
Yeah.
Overall, like I've been. I was talking to one of my colleagues in New York and one of my colleagues in Denver, and you know, out west they're going through the drought, so it's like really not good over there. And then my colleague up north in New York was telling us how it's been like in the 90s some days, and I was like, "Yo," at that point I was like, "I don't even know if we've actually hit the 90s here yet. It's been high 80s,
yeah."
But I was like, "It's
one
90 still,
week.
It's
one so far."
I was like, "It's still very." Pleasant here.
Yeah.
I don't know what Georgia did to receive. Maybe these are the blessings from the elections.
I was about to say, we finally got it right once.
But it has not hit like a, oh my God, it's hot
as fuck.
I'm
not going outside until the sun is
down. One of them, you get in your car and you're like, oh, you can't touch nothing.
Yeah, you
got to
sit. Yeah.
We ain't have that yet. It's been very cool so far.
Yeah. I've enjoyed that part. So we'll see. Keep it up, Georgia. I'm okay with weather like this. All summer.
Because this is not funny. I don't know why I cackled to myself. But, I mean, I guess I'm just laughing at, you know, the world's response to climate change in general. But they were hoping that for California specifically, because they had so many restrictions last year and were so shut down that the CO2, is that the right formula thing?
Yeah, carbon dioxide.
Whatever is in the air that shouldn't be
carbon dioxide
or monoxide. Carbon monoxide is the one that poisons us. Okay,
yes.
See, I get a few. But the CO2, y'all. Woo, when I tell y'all, chemistry was not it for me. The CO2, they were hoping that the levels would be so reduced that it was, you know, going to kind of even out the droughts and the heat that they've been experiencing.
Not at all.
Nah.
Damn.
Nah.
Damn. Well,
it is dry as fuck in California.
Back to polluting the world.
Do, 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 do,
I know.
Do,
do, do, do, do. Climate change. I tell ya.
Yeah. Well. But other than that, I'm glad that we're having the weather that we are here. Mm-hmm. And yeah. Are we ready to?
Yeah, let's get to it.
Dive in.
Okay. I don't even know what I was talking about now. Oh, okay. To the police officer that flipped a pregnant woman's car over.
Oh, man. I heard about that.
Fuck you. And then he gets out and asks her. This is the thing. There's video evidence of what this lady did. She wasn't really fleeing. As you've read in many of whatever state law shit's about, if you get pulled over, they always say, slow down, pull over to the right-hand lane, which mm-hmm. the lady did. Turn on your emergency lights. There was a narrow shoulder. So her pulling over would have endangered not only herself, but the cop. So mm-hmm. she was trying to help you too, bro.
Yeah.
And instead of him like acknowledging, okay, she knows I'm behind her, he speeds up and does what they call a pit maneuver, which essentially is you speed up, clip somebody's bumper, and it sends them spinning.
Yeah.
The problem is she spun and then flipped over.
Yep.
And she's pregnant. So she obviously thought her baby was gone. Like,
I was going to say, did she lose the baby?
No, the baby was born in February. So the baby did survive. But there is a lawsuit now. And when he asked
where was this? Was it Arkansas?
I think so.
I don't know why that's in my head.
I'm pretty sure it's Arkansas.
It was not Alaska.
No.
It could have been Arizona, but I think it was Arkansas. I'm pretty sure it started with the A.
Arkansas. Okay. Yep.
Mm-hmm. I was like, somewhere.
Yeah, this woman was basically looking for a safe place to pull over. He didn't like it. Sorry, y'all. His name is Rodney Dunn.
She was white, wasn't she?
Yeah, that's a white woman. Mm-hmm. His name was Rodney Dunn. He's facing no charges are we surprised?
No.
So there's that.
Yeah.
But essentially, when he asked her, like, well, why didn't you slow down? She's like, well, I was trying to find a safe place, yada, yada, yada. He goes, well, this is what happens.
I tell you, some of these police officers, they're just heartless.
They are.
It's like, how did you?
And you see that she's pregnant. She was very visibly pregnant. Like, sir, what?
I'm like, how did you get into a field where you're supposed to protect and preserve and you ain't got no heart?
It's them boys that in college or in high school that were bullied, never got girlfriends, all that shit.
And now
they want to be the bully.
He was white too?
Yeah.
I figured.
He was a white man.
Yeah.
So there's that. I hope she wins her lawsuit. Kudos to her for seeking some form of justice, even if it's not the justice of him being fired.
Yeah. Hopefully some money.
Yep. Okay, moving on. We just want to give flowers to Tamar Braxton. Y'all gonna put some respect on this woman's name.
I feel like we put plenty of respect on Tamar's name. She be trying to take the respect off of it herself.
She be doing a lot. She do be doing a lot.
But we still love you, Tay-Tay.
But the girl can sing her face off.
Oh, my gosh.
So talented. We hope that you put new music out at some point. It's been a really, really long time. I remember
it's been a tough time for
her. She was saying she wasn't dropping any music when her and Vincent were going through, like, their thing.
Mm-hmm.
And she was saying, like, if me not doing music saves my marriage, then fine.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, that's
well, that didn't work.
And it didn't work. So we'll see. She's been through a lot. She's been through a whole lot. So hopefully, yeah.
She seems happy.
She does seem a lot happier.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, the girl can sing. I mean,
we love Tamar. I always say, Tony better count her blessings that Tamar was too young.
Yeah, But
because
Tony
baby.
Even says that she's the best singer out of all the sisters.
I'm not a huge Toni Braxton fan, though.
No,
I'm sorry.
I'm not either.
I'm shrinking back. Y'all
I'm not either. She
boo
can sing.
Me all you want.
She can sing, but she just, I don't understand shit she be saying half the time.
And she has a couple of bops that I love, but I just didn't. I'm done. I didn't really connect to Toni's moment.
Yeah. Hers was early in our lives.
Yeah, but I mean, even after the fact, like, I'm a huge, like, Janet Jackson's peak career was before I was born and during my early childhood. But I am a Janet fan. I know all her albums. I never connected really with Toni and her music like that. And I just always felt like sorry, y'all. I always felt like she was a little overrated. Mm. So, I don't know. But, yeah, nonetheless, going back to Tamar. We love you. We will always root for you because you are so talented and you give us all the vibes of like that black family member that we love. Even when
you get on,
you make it hard to love you. We love you. Yeah. Just like Portia Williams. We love you. You make the worst decisions in men, but we love you through it.
I mean, yeah. Well, we'll get to that when we get to your segment.
Okay.
So we'll hold off on that. Cause I watched clips of that interview. Anywho, moving on, let's also talk about, oh man, I lost my place. Sorry.
Uh-oh.
Hold on.
Get back to it.
This is also going to be in the work playlist, but the Migos have dropped Culture 3. We'll give you our reviews at some point.
Will we? No, I'm just kidding. we will give them to you.
Yeah, that is, congratulations for dropping another album. It's been a while, but that's all you'll get from me. Anywho, K. Michelle took Twitter and the internet by surprise when she uploaded her new face for everyone to see. She basically uploaded... K. Michelle, side note, has always been a very pretty girl.
Always.
Always.
I mean, all Deltas are pretty.
Anywho,
the good ones.
So she uploaded her new face on Twitter and Instagram and all the places. And it kind of just took everyone by surprise to the point of like, she was trending. It became, somebody said, I mean, I know this says K. Michelle's account uploaded it, but that's not K. Michelle.
I'm done.
A few people said that because she...
Difference.
Whoa.
She pulled a Don Richards on us.
Oh, my God. Like, you could tell that there was some inkling of K. Michelle in there, but it was very...
But
it could have been the angle, too.
Could have been the angle. Could have been makeup. But one thing I will say that I do not agree with is people were saying that it looked like her skin was lightened. And I felt like her skin tone was very...
It's the same.
She's a lot lighter than
some of those pictures that she's been in. It had a lot to do with lighting.
Yes. Yeah. But the face, it looked good.
It does. But boy, it don't look like her.
No.
Mm-mm. And she came out on a live video.
Crying.
She looked like herself in that video, though. She did. Granted,
there were moments. It would come and go.
Right. And granted, she had on makeup in that video as well, I do believe.
Yeah.
So it could be makeup, but y'all.
It's makeup and surgeries.
Yeah.
And that's
granted,
fine.
She's been through a lot of surgeries with her booty surgeries. She's trying to get the silicone removed. A lot of y'all are doing that now. Kudos to y'all for wanting to be natural. But I'm sure it's very painful from what I've heard. We'll get to that next.
Y'all should have did that shit. No way.
I mean that part too. Illegal butt injections are just dangerous in general. But surgeries period are very dangerous according to Dr. Dubrow from Botch.
Oh.
Yeah.
He don't make it look dangerous.
No, but he was like, he was saying Brazilian butt lifts are the most fatal surgery you could possibly get.
Why?
He said because there's veins in your booty that go directly up to, I think, your lungs.
Uh-huh.
He's like, if you even get a tiny bit of fat in one of those veins,
it could be traumatic.
He said, it's over for you.
Dang.
He's like, and that's like quick. Mm. He's like, and there's nothing you can do about it.
I'm just waiting on lengthening surgery.
I mean, I just need an inch or two.
I just need a torso lengthening.
That's it.
I don't know how y'all gonna do it.
I don't either. I've seen them make people taller, but like, I just need an inch or two, and I would be perfect.
In my torso. I don't need you touching my legs.
No, I like my
legs. I need
it
in my torso.
Yeah.
I need a little bit in my neck and a little bit in my stomach.
Mm-hmm.
All up.
Just add like another vertebrae to the spine.
Something.
That's all I need. Just stretch me just a wee bit. I'd be great.
I don't know what that would.
I just need to be 5'2". If I was 5'2", my body would be.
We're 5'2". And we're. Dun, dun. I couldn't think of something to go.
But yeah, K. Michelle, if you're happy, we happy, I guess.
No, I hate to say K. Michelle, but Kirsten's lying to you. Me and Kirsten may be happy if you're happy, but most of these niggas are actually not.
That's
because
true.
They are haters.
Yeah.
But my thing is, girl, if you don't get them crocodile ass tears up out of here, fuck
for
these niggas. They not paying for your surgery. they gonna listen to your album no matter what.
You can sing your face off too.
Right. If they commenting about you, guess what, boo? You still relevant. Yeah. So that's all that matters.
Yeah.
Look good, feel good, make your money. Cause baby, if there's a couple of things K. Michelle can do, is play some damn instruments, is sing her damn ass off, and it is write a damn song.
Okay.
And that's all we care about. Okay. So
she's a talented woman. She's a very talented woman. I hope y'all let this girl do her country music. Like
you
should have
came to my wedding.
Years.
I would have let you sing the sweetheart song. That would have been a blessing.
Okay, Michelle, you're talented. She's so talented. The girl can sing, okay? Y'all let her do her country album so she can be happy.
Also here for it, girl. And reach out to Justin. I feel like that would be
such an
iconic.
I saw that she was in the studio with Justin Timberlake like a year or
look,
two ago.
Make the Memphis. Let I me tell
like,
you.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Y'all should have seen the excitement that just like charged Deja up.
A K. Michelle song featuring Justin Timberlake and either Yo Gotti or Moneybagg Yo.
It would be such a bop because it'd be country and ratchet all together.
Memphis stand up.
Yeah, it would be so good.
On an Al Green track, a
that
sample.
That would be so good. Lord. That would be a bop.
Now, if it comes to fruition, I'm suing the hell out of all of y'all.
Give Deja her credit. Yeah, girl, live your best life. You look good. I know you said you were dropping new music. Do that. I'll be looking forward to it.
Yep, I'm always gonna listen.
She can sing. I love her. Every music. Album she's put out has been
really good.
Yes, bro. Really y'all good. Don't give her the respect she deserves. That's also because she's been messy.
Yes,
but she is still very talented. She was talking about Idris Elba on that for that one album release for like a year, which I get. The man is fine.
I would have been too.
He is fine. Like, but damn.
I just want to remind y'all that I did fuck Idris Elba everywhere I go. Hi, my name is K. Michelle, and I fucked Idris Elba. How are you today?
Essentially, all the time. All the time. Good God.
I watched that. Me and Tyrell watched the Concrete Cowboy movie. You seen that?
Yes. It's good.
Tyrell hated it.
Why?
He was just so mad at the parenting. He was like, how she just gonna drop her son off? Because like
she
this?
Was sick of his shit.
I know. That's what
I
would have
did that. I'd be like, you gonna live with your daddy. I don't give a fuck how mad you are. I can't. At certain points, in most movies, when this son is being raised by their mama, they act a damn fool.
A fool. How you get expelled from a ghetto ass school in Detroit?
Okay.
That means the bar is set
low.
Really low.
Real low.
And you must be completely out of control.
Oh, for sure. So most movies that are like that, they always be like, you're going to live with your dad.
Yeah.
I can't do this shit anymore. Most movies.
But
I'm not
that
surprised.
House was absolutely disgusting.
He had a fucking horse in the house.
Aside from that. Yeah, I mean.
He couldn't afford much, clearly.
They had to smell like shit everywhere they went. I didn't see nobody take a shower that whole movie, and that disturbed me.
Most movies, they don't really show you that. They take a
lot
of movies.
I didn't even see the shower.
Because everything was shot on the bottom floor. Did we
stop
ever
making
see them
excuses?
Go upstairs?
Because they should have made it a point to show us that these are in fact clean ass niggas, despite the fact that there is
a horse in the living
and
room.
A complete utter emergency hoarders episode waiting to be filmed in this home.
He doesn't care.
I was mad about that.
I liked the movie. I thought it was pretty good. The kid in it, I don't know his name, but he's actually really talented. He's
Stranger,
been in a lot of
growing up.
He's been in a lot of different movies as of recent. He was in that other one with Meek Mill about the dirt bike.
Tyrell watched that movie. I didn't watch it. His name is Caleb McLaughlin.
Okay. Caleb, you are a very talented actor, young man.
All them Stranger Things kids are.
Yeah. And Jarrell Jerome was in it, who just always, the boy is talented.
Yeah, he's so cute.
He is cute. But he gets it done every time.
Is he gay?
I don't think so. I don't know.
I don't know why that's in my head for some reason.
I don't know. I feel like he's played a gay,
you know,
character.
Maybe I'm taking from whatchamacallit? Moonlight. Maybe.
That's what, yeah. He played a gay character.
But I'm like, I don't think I've ever seen him connected to anybody.
No. He seems to be very private.
I thought he was older than he is.
He's like 22.
Yeah. He's that's young. Not going to work. He's 23.
Yeah.
He'll be 24.
I'm done with you. What are you going to do?
I don't know.
I can't. Oh, God. Somebody come get her to my son. That's not going to work.
That's not going to work.
Deja talking like she's met this man. They're friends. Like something. Yeah. No. No. But he's a super talented actor, so kudos to him. It was a good movie. I liked it. That shit is real. Go to Maryland one good time. Go into Maryland is country as shit. I keep telling y'all that. When I was growing up, the Concrete Cowboys were every fucking where.
What?
In Maryland.
Really?
Everywhere.
The whole concept was foreign to
like,
me.
Like, my aunt, like, she's probably like 10 minutes, 15 minutes from our house. But, like, you got to go through these back roads and real country-like scenery.
Mm-hmm.
Always. You be driving down the street, just the man on a horse, like three dudes on a horse just in the middle of the street. You be like, bro, what's good? Like, but that was normal. You see him at the gas station, like... Mm-hmm. That was life. I missed that part of Maryland. It was fun. A good culture. They were all good people.
So, I don't know if he still is, but he, apparently he was dating a white girl. And honestly, I would have just preferred him to be gay.
I don't think he still is. He probably isn't. You done did When They See Us and everything else. You had to have crossed over. But maybe not.
That's how they be, though.
Yep.
He's so cute.
He is a cute guy. So cute.
Speaking of cute guys.
Uh-oh. Why you say it like that? What does Ty Dolla $ign do now?
No, nothing.
Oh, okay.
Nothing. Speaking of cute guys.
Uh-oh.
I've been emotional watching the Insecure footage of them rapping. Name a show with more cute men.
I'm saying they're fine.
Okay.
But what's his name hasn't been on it in a few seasons.
Daniel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if they did bring him back for like an episode or two, though, just for like this final season. Bless you.
Excuse me, y'all. But yes, mm-hmm. I've been emotional watching them rap.
I'm sad we're only getting 5 seasons of Insecure. I get it.
Yeah.
I believe in stopping a show exactly. at the right time, because some of these shows y'all be letting go and it gets out of hand.
It ruins it.
It gets weird.
Power was getting there. And they Courtney was like, woo!
Yeah, we can't do this no more. It
because
was getting out of hand.
If James, what was his real name? St. Clair?
St. Patrick?
That one? St. Clair. Got out of death one more time. Him right. and Kanan. I was like, if y'all niggas escape death.
I let y'all get away with Kanan being burned alive and surviving that shit. I let y'all get away with it. But y'all was going too far.
So... Something needs to
I get. Agree with stopping a show at the right time. Like, mm-hmm. at some point, the story has to end. So yep. I agree.
They should have stopped Empire about 4 seasons before that.
Way before.
Actually, Empire should have gotten like 2 to 3 seasons.
That's all you needed, honestly.
With and that writing?
The writing for seasons 1 through 3 was...
They were, but then after that, they were like, all right, so let's start recycling storylines.
It got out of hand.
But yeah, I agree with you 100%. So yeah. I'm like... So sad that, like...
It was such a groundbreaking show.
Girl, like... Mm. I can't wait to tell my kids about it.
And they better give us 10 episodes. We never got an hour-long
sure
episode, but it's fine.
I'm sure
they
give
told
us 10.
It was never happening.
Yeah. But I can't wait to tell, like, my kids about this. Like...
Yeah. What Issa Rae has done in the past 6 years and just the amount of moves she's made. She's got her label.
Yep.
She's got rap shit coming, so it's not like it won't be the last time we hear from her.
Yeah.
Like... And the stars that have come out of Insecure, because Yvonne Orji,
yes,
funny as shit. Yep. I love her. Like Jay Ellis, he was already doing stuff, but like just the people and Thug Yoda.
He's gonna be in something else new, and I was like, well, guess I need to go see that. Oh, the new Top Gun.
Oh, is he?
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure he's in the new Top Gun.
Oh,
yeah.
I haven't seen anything about it yet.
I can't think of her name. What's Kelly's
Natasha
real
Rothwell?
Name? Yeah, Natasha Rothwell.
She was in the Spider-Man movie.
And she's
doing it again.
Inked a deal.
Yeah.
Like a writing
deal
or something.
A first look deal or something.
Yeah.
She was talented, and majority of her shit is improv. That, bruh, the Coachella episode was my favorite episode of Insecure. That's still my favorite fucking up. That shit was so
when she talking
funny.
To herself in the door.
Bruh.
Shut up. Look, I'm so grateful for Insecure.
I am. It was
but
so
you know
good.
Whose career it doesn't seem like is really growing any?
Uh-oh. I know exactly what you're about to say. Go ahead.
No, I'm going to move on.
No, go ahead.
No, you already know who I'm about to
go
say.
Go ahead.
And
let
it
the
is what it
know.
Is. We've talked about this, I feel like, on the show.
Have
Yeah, we talked about it right after we went to her show and she was rude.
Right.
Mm-hmm. What's her last name though? Amanda
Seals.
Yeah. I wanted to say Siegfried. I don't know why. But you know what? I also went to her page and like she was the only person that like didn't post anything
she
really.
Did.
Maybe I missed some snaps.
I looked today.
Oh,
she did like, okay. She just posted like 4 or 5 days ago about it. But it wasn't with anybody.
No, it wasn't with anybody. It wasn't like anything.
Her, like, on-screen husband. Yeah. She didn't get any like, I don't think she got anything special about it. But that's because she burns bridges. A lot exactly. of bridges. A lot of people don't like her.
Exactly.
She can be an asshole.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It just kind of solidified all the rumors that we heard a couple years ago. I think it was around maybe like, it was around award season when there was that.
She was trying to get into the party.
And they were like, okay.
Issa Rae's publicist was like, no.
Yeah.
She can't come. Because apparently they've had beef before.
Yeah.
And then what did he play on the show? Dro from the show.
Yep. Yeah.
Can't stand her ass. He's like, how could you expect to get it when you're a mean ass person at all times? That she had an issue. Like, she's has a record of being mean. I want good things for you, but you also, because
she's so smart.
She's so smart, but it comes off as very condescending. Like, it's okay. You could be this smart, but you don't have to be an asshole with your intellect.
Exactly.
That is the problem.
Right.
I used to follow when she, before she got like
out of control,
super bitchy and out of control. She was great. Like, she had really good notes about it. Like, she gave you good insight. This is how this works. So I used to watch her shit because it was very informative, and she was still funny.
I had to let it go.
And polite. But like, once Insecure came and then she started taking off,
and she became close friends with Charlamagne.
That part, but even Charlamagne has grown. I gotta give Charlamagne.
He has grown a lot.
He's not nearly as much of an asshole as he used to be, and he's acknowledged that he was way too much of an asshole back in the day. Like, it's called growth. She doesn't seem to have grown.
Nope.
Like, before,
not in the right direction.
Not in the right direction, exactly. Like, when Smart, Funny, and Black started doing really well, like, it just started going, she just turned into a bitch.
And then she got that real gig and lost that real quick.
Yep.
Or quit, whatever
quit,
happened.
Apparently, because she didn't like the way that she was being treated.
Have you watched it since Garcelle has
I've
been on
seen
it?
Bits and pieces.
I have not,
really,
but I've heard, she
I've heard
blends
she's good.
Really
yeah.
well.
Yeah, I love Garcelle.
Me too.
Garcelle is my girl.
Me too.
So, I mean, sad to see Insecure go. I can't wait for this season to start.
God.
I imagine probably July, August, it'll start dropping. I'm super excited about that. And just
The
avenues that Issa Rae opened to so many creators from that show, like, wow.
Yep.
So many people have gotten opportunities that they would have never gotten had Insecure not come along.
Yep.
So she's just a trailblazing, groundbreaking human being. And
Prentice Penny.
Man. Melina Matsuka. She was doing great with Beyonce, but now she's got cinema and TV under her belt. Like,
the director girl was the same one that did
what is this?
And when I say what I'm thinking, you're gonna be like, bitch, that,
what?
How? But I can't think of Queen and Slim.
Yes.
Thank you. Her I was about to be like, you know, the Black Bonnie and Clyde, but they didn't rob no banks, they killed the niggas.
Yeah.
She got the Queen and Slim opportunity. Mm-hmm. It's just like so many ripple effects.
I'm saying,
whew.
It's a blessing. And Issa Rae will always give y'all a look. It's been so many outfits on that show that I'd be like, I want that.
Yeah.
But then they also tell you where they get it from. Like, that's even better. Like,
I was obsessed with Issa and Lawrence's outfit in the date episode.
Oh, yeah, that was a good
Both
one.
Of their they outfits.
Look good.
Oh, my God.
They
the
look
cinematography.
Good.
Oh my God. That is probably my second or third favorite episode.
Yeah.
Definitely, I agree with you. Coachella is my number one.
Best
Y'all gonna hate me
ever.
For this, but I think my second one is when she cheats on Lawrence with Daniel. I love that.
Why do you like that episode so much?
I don't know. It's so funny to me. I like the music in that episode.
It was
too.
Good music. It is good music.
And it was just like the boiling up of it.
We
I don't
knew
know.
It was coming. We felt it coming.
I love that episode.
I mean, it's good. And just the way that they show Black women and friendship and just the ins and outs of that and working through when y'all have disagreements and not fighting. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, most times y'all.
Almost.
Close.
Almost.
But never actually coming to blows.
Yeah. I have been there.
Yeah.
Almost, bitch.
But, right.
I could slap the shit out of you right now. But I'm not.
But
I'm going to walk away.
You, I'm going to let it go.
I'm going to walk away. I may not talk to you for a while. Don't fucking talk to me.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Insecure.
Can't wait for this last season.
Goes down in the history books.
I'm sure it's not going to disappoint.
Oh,
it will not
sure
be
not.
A Game of Thrones situation.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see what everybody from that show does.
Me too, girl.
It's gonna be good shit.
Yeah, like I feel like it's gonna be like a In Living Color, you know, like 20 years later, mm-hmm. it's like, well, you know, so-and-so started on In Living Color.
Yeah.
It's
yeah. like, wow. Yeah. It's going to be crazy. I'm excited about it.
Yes.
Truly.
Yes.
Okay. Even Trina will go hit for hit in the next versus battle.
Yeah.
I don't know how excited I am for this, but Eve got hits.
Trina's got hits.
I know. I was going to say, they both have hits, and they may have some B-sides that I haven't thought about. So I am interested to see how it goes. I can't say I'm going to watch the whole thing, but we'll see. Yeah, good for them.
It's tonight. When is
no,
it? It's soon.
Tonight? Hold on,
it's soon. Check. Whenever I saw that it was posted, I was like, see, I didn't even have time to really think about this.
It's Wednesday.
Okay, see? Yeah, I'm like, I feel like I'm going to forget it until I...
Bow Wow and Soulja Boy will be on the 26th. And then they're having one at Essence Fest on the 1st.
Yeah. I'm hoping that's the Mariah versus Mary.
Ooh, I wouldn't be surprised. That is the perfect venue to do it, too.
Yeah, they deserve. But I'm really, really sick of y'all niggas underestimating Sean Moss versus fucking Soulja Boy.
Y'all get on my
like,
fucking nerves.
I'm really
y'all,
tired
I'm
of it.
I'm very confused at the fact that y'all really think Soulja Boy is going to wipe the floor with Bow Wow.
I mean, honestly, he'd be, I don't even know 20 songs by Soulja Boy. And yeah. I like Soulja Boy. Somebody was trying to say, if you don't like Soulja Boy, just say that. I do like Soulja Boy.
But Soulja Boy doesn't have 20 hits. He doesn't. Let's just be very clear. Let's just make a fake versus real quick. Soulja has Donk, he's got Crank That.
So, well, what's that first mixtape, that first mixtape, he's got like Donk. He could play things like Booty Me.
Yeah.
He could play things like Shootout.
He's got Marco Polo, but that's him and Bow Wow.
It is. But from that first mixtape, like, that's a very specific audience. So I don't know how many people are going to know like some of the B tracks, Bathing Apes. We going to see. But then progression. Okay, first album. We've got Crank That. If he fucking plays All the Way Turned Up, I swear to God, I'm slapping the shit out of him. I'm finding where they're recording it.
He may try to play Hold Up by Beyonce because he has songwriting credits on that song.
How? What is she?
I hop about the bed.
Oh, yeah.
That part.
Yeah. He's going to play that song. He's going to play Kiss Me Through the Phone.
Mm-hmm.
This is where it starts getting hazy. This is Gucci.
Turn My Swag On.
Wasn't there a Gucci song or something
Gucci
like that?
Bandana. Hey,
Gucci bandana. Bandana. He can play the new song. Mm-hmm. He can play.
Oh, I forgot about Hey You There. But was that a hit?
I don't know that song.
Hey,
I'm saying.
You There. Hey. It was a stupid song.
I don't think I know that one.
Okay. Did we already mention Pretty Boy Swag?
Pretty Boy Swag. No, we did not. So that's 10. I think we've got a solid 10 songs so far.
Yeah.
He can play Trophies.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah.
I feel like that's it.
I don't know where he's going to get 20 songs from. He's going to play some B-tracks from that first and second album that I don't remember at all. And even features-wise, I'm trying to think about...
Isn't he on that LOL Smiley Face song with Trey Songz?
Maybe. I hated that song.
It was stupid.
That was on the Ready album, wasn't it?
Was it?
I think it was, and it was like...
Ready was such a good album, and he had that in there.
I feel like he's got a couple other features. I'm going to say maybe 3 features, but baby, we're at 14 songs. Whereas, Shad Moss, easy 20 songs.
Let's just look real quick. I'm on Bow Wow's thing. He's still a very attractive man. Crazy.
He looks tired.
I mean, he's still a hoe, and he just admitted that recently.
I'm 30, so he's 34, and he looks like he's knocking on 37. Some days
he be out all the time.
He needs some face refreshers.
Mm-hmm.
Like he needs a little Botox or something to reduce some of the lines underneath here, because he's still got all the potentials to be just as cute.
Mm-hmm. He said he's still a hoe, so there's that. He still be out in these streets. Okay, we've got Bounce With Me. Mm-hmm. Puppy Love is also there.
Yes.
You Know Me. Then there's Bow Wow, the actual song Bow Wow. And then he's got the Bounce With Ghetto Girls.
No, you cannot. You got to include Ghetto Girls.
There's still Ghetto Girls. You got to include Ghetto Girls. Then there's the Bounce With Me extended mix. Okay, let's go into the next one, Doggy Bag.
Take You Home.
I said Lil Bow Wow.
You just so close. I wanted to Harlem Shake in that video so bad.
You ain't run through my mind like all the time to the point that I just want to take you home.
Ooh. Represent that. Ooh, I wanted to be in that video so bad.
Oh my gosh. Okay, there was Unleashed. I don't remember too much. My Baby.
Ooh, Unleashed was really good.
Let's Get Down is
exactly
on there.
Okay. I'm a get. I think that's him, right?
Yeah. That's him. Number one on that's the first song. Okay.
My Baby was really good.
It was. Okay. I mean, I feel like we've already named, like...
To My Mama. Mm. I used to love that song. Ugh. This Unleashed album was when he cut his hair. That's when he cut his hair for the first time. Yes, girl.
Okay.
And he popped up on the scene in the Let's Get Down video, and he had just turned 16. And it was like, oh, my God. Yeah. This is a whole new revolution. Oh, my... A revelation. I was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. He was so fine before. And this is, like, 11-year-old me. He was so fine before. Oh, Like Mike. We're playing basketball. Girl. Then, y'all, we haven't even tapped into, like, the Omarion album.
No. There's Let Me Hold You.
Girl.
Fresh As I'm Is.
Girl.
Like You.
Girl.
And that's all from one album.
That's it. All right. And the rest of that album was really good, too.
Yeah. Okay, then the next one, Price of Fame, Out of My System, Shorty Like Mine, I'm a Flirt. Well, unfortunately, R. Kelly is on that. But y'all
they going to play it.
I know.
They going to play it.
Okay, and then we're finally at the Omarion album.
Child.
Girlfriend, he ain't got to know.
Yeah. I mean, honestly.
Bow Wow is legit about to wipe the floor with Soulja Boy.
Literally.
You Can Get It All. I remember that.
Literally.
Man.
And y'all trying to act. I'm like, you name it. Every time I present the option with somebody to name me 20 Soulja Boy songs.
They can't.
One that I was going to say I may give. Soulja Boy's going to have to tap into production credits.
Oh, for sure. That's what I was saying. He probably will play.
Get Silly, didn't he produce that? Mm-hmm. And like,
he's got a few.
Mm-hmm.
The boy, Soulja Boy, also is a very talented, surprisingly, songwriter and producer. So there's that.
Which is why I don't understand why he's not on beat in this newest song.
He's not at all.
I'm like, and it kills me when niggas aren't on beat because it's like,
it's really easy to be on beat.
Well, not even that, but you listen to this and you decided to keep it, not on beat, mix it. Do all that shit they do to prepare it and then distribute it to the masses.
And then it still goes number one.
Not on beat.
That's like that Tatiana song. He was
not on beat.
He was only on beat. It gives me anxiety. And then after that, I have to turn it off. I'm like,
I can only listen to the Cardi B version.
Yeah, hers is good.
Yeah.
And she was very on beat.
Yeah, she was. She slid on that, as she always does.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Mm.
Girl. Well, into Keeping It Real with the Real Housewives.
Keeping It Real. I need to come up with a little tune for that.
I said that the last time. Yes, and you was like, it is. Keeping It Real with the Real Housewives. That's exactly
That we was talking about
something.
Speaking of Real Housewives. Run the footage. Run the footage. Are they running the footage? I'd be begging somebody to run the footage. Okay, so this week, I would love to hear Kirsten's thoughts first and foremost on the Fallon interview. I did not watch it. I'm sick of this shit. But I have some new, I want to get your insights on some people that they are apparently fielding for new additions. So,
okay.
But first, let's talk about this Fallon interview.
Okay, so she said, I don't know who this interview guy was. I've never heard of him. So she sits down for the interview. Fallon, to me, doesn't come off as a very confrontational person.
She didn't in the show.
Other
than when she was chasing
LaToya around her house.
Yeah.
But honestly.
And actually, that was kind of confrontational.
Yeah. But Toya kind of started that shit.
As always.
I mean, you know. For the most part, were there any new revelations to me? Not really. She did speak about they had been going to therapy, mm-hmm. and the therapist was asking Simon, like, have you ever cheated on Fallon? Like, mm-hmm. whatever, whatever. And she said his response was, Simon only gets caught when he wants to be caught.
He spoke in third person like that?
Apparently, that's how she said it. Uh-huh. So I don't know. But she was like, that kind of stuck with me, and it made me start questioning things then. But the guy was like, the timelines are weird. Y'all, she's saying he filed in January. She got caught off guard. Her lawyer called and was like, yo, Simon filed for divorce. We've got to figure it out. She said she called him. Mm-hmm. And at the time, he was like, no, we were going through a rough patch and I had filed. He said, but I'll call the dogs off. Like, I'm going to take it back. Like, we're good. Yada, mm-hmm. yada, yada. So apparently he did that. She okay. said she never heard anything else about it until she never heard anything else about the divorce.
Were they not living together?
Well, she was saying he traveled so much that she was always at home and he would always be gone. She was like,
during the pandemic,
he flew private anyway. So,
okay,
I don't know. He didn't address any pandemic type thing.
Like old girl from Friday. Okay,
right. But so then she said she didn't hear anything else about it, and then next thing you know, he pops up engaged to Portia. She's like, she felt the way, like she was in our home and blah, blah, blah. Other than that, that was it. She just said she was sad. She was not necessarily sad, but more of just disappointed and hurt by it and the way it went
I'm not
down.
Believing all of this. And that's why I didn't watch.
She boohooed a little bit, and then she's got a skincare line coming out. And beautiful that was skin. That. Her skin is gorgeous. She's beautiful a beautiful skin. Girl. And that was that.
It's way too many holes in that story.
Yeah.
I don't know if I believe half of it. Yeah. It just all seems so weird. Staged. And I just feel like everybody is trying to capitalize off this. I feel like, again, like everybody's probably in on this together mm-hmm. in some sort mm-hmm. of capacity. Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm just like over it. Like, I'm just going to wait and see how this shit plays out on TV to see if it's entertaining and to see if Bravo spins it the right way.
Yeah.
But
I'm very interested to see how this plays out on TV.
I don't trust nobody.
Right about now.
Yeah.
Because they had to stop filming last season and then pick back up. I imagine that because typically it starts the second half of the year for mm-hmm. Real Housewives of yep. Atlanta. So they should be filming Summer. Right about now.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And that makes sense. Poor Candy.
Why Candy?
Because I told you at that Versus, she looked like she had just came out the doctor.
Oh, yeah.
So now would make the perfect time. So apparently they are potentially vetting, interviewing, I don't know what you call it in reality TV, light skin Keisha.
I know. I'm very irritated by that. I'm very confused by it as well.
Extremely. I'm going to be so irritated if they cast her for anything. Friend of the show,
yeah,
anything.
For what? This I like Real Housewives because it's an older group of women.
That part.
I prefer that. Their drama be juicy, honey. Like,
exactly.
I prefer the Love and Hip Hop is for the young kids.
Exactly.
You need to keep the honestly, minimum 35 and up.
And I'm just sick of Atlanta. I won't say everybody, but the vast majority of everybody that they've casted in the last 5 or so seasons have been former entertainment mm-hmm. people or people in entertainment.
Yeah.
And newsflash, none of those people have been the breakout stars.
No.
The only person that they've really had success with that was Candy, who came on way early.
Way
on.
Early. And Candy don't play that shit. That's
exactly.
Yeah.
But my thing is, it's like everybody else that has been a staple. I mean, Kenya Moore, I'm not even going to include her because her entertainment ties are so
old.
Old.
Uh-huh. That's just the truth.
But it's like, we've tried this with Kim Fields. We've tried this with mm-hmm, Shamari. Mm-hmm. We've tried this with Eva.
Now,
we've tried.
They could have kept Shamari.
I like Shamari too.
They should have kept her. They should have figured that out. I liked her a lot.
People apparently weren't crazy about her, but I thought
she
was
Shamari.
Entertaining
she
was
hilarious.
As fuck. Me too. I like Shamari. But Eva, it's like, I'm forgetting somebody.
Drew.
It's like, okay, mm-hmm. there have got to be more.
There's a lot of rich black women in Atlanta that are not in entertainment.
Exactly.
Plenty.
That are probably funny as hell.
Just saw
cool
a black lady,
hell.
I have no idea who the fuck she was, pull up to Starbucks in a Bentley truck.
Damn, where? Which Starbucks?
Eastside. She was over by Little Five. I was like, what the fuck you doing over here?
Look.
Bentley truck, little black lady with dreads.
Not with dreads.
I kid you not. I was like, this doesn't make any sense.
What do you do?
Right. But
where,
hey.
We got, it's like, please find, you didn't you find capitalize them. On Tanya the way that
they
you should
have. They should have been gave Tanya a peach because Tanya was
rich
in a
white ass way.
A very white way.
Beautiful.
Yep.
Fun to be around. Funny.
Mm-hmm.
Like.
They should have, and y'all fucked Tanya over.
Basically. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, can we find more Tanyas, please?
Right.
I don't want light skin Keisha. First of all, she's not rich.
No.
We gonna stop playing with it. The girl is not rich.
And I don't want her on The Real Fucking Housewives.
I don't either.
I don't want Toya back either. You could keep both of them.
Honestly.
They don't need to be back.
And honestly, I'm on the fence about Drew. Like, if she didn't come back, I would not be hurt.
I wouldn't be mad. Drew could do better. I think she started out okay. Towards the end, it got a little obnoxious.
It did, very much
so. But she started out pretty good. When she gave Toya an autograph picture of her, like, you're my biggest, that was good.
Yeah.
Like,
she was doing the most,
though. She was. At the end, I was like, ma'am.
So, we gonna see. Apparently, they also talked. You know who I want? Sorry, I went two different ways. You know who I would love to see them cast?
Who?
Is Tamika Usher's ex-wife.
Oh, yeah. Tamika Foster.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I wanted to say Foster, but I wasn't sure. Mm-hmm. And Raymond just kept coming in my mind.
I mean, she's still a Raymond at the end of the day.
Yeah. I'd love for them to look into her. I met her. She is funny.
She's funny.
Really relatable.
They need to also cast Kevin Hart's ex-wife, low-key, be in Atlanta a lot.
Okay.
Tori Hart is funny as fuck.
And hello, the child support has to be slapping.
She gets paid.
Pizzaid.
Okay.
Okay.
Man, they could cast her because she was on a different reality show.
The one that didn't last very long because they were too
and
nice.
Tamika Foster. And
oh, wait. Maybe I'm thinking of something
what
else.
What was that?
Wasn't she on the Hollywood Exes?
That's it. Yeah.
With Tamika was on there?
Yeah. Her, Neo's ex-wife or ex-girlfriend.
Eddie Murphy's ex-wife.
Eddie,
they were too
Nicole,
nice. That's why Ariel says that they were too nice. That's why it got canceled. Yeah. I like that show.
I did too. It was good. And what's her name? Prince's ex-wife.
Yeah.
But that was L.A. They had the Atlanta version.
I think she would be a good
Tori
fit.
Would be perfect, bro.
They are apparently talked to some girl that has a boutique here that I don't know what her money
Andy,
is
Andy, you
got
to get it together, bro.
But I'm like,
y'all are pulling at straws.
Where is the Crystal Minkoff of Atlanta?
I'm saying.
Y'all managed to find her ass.
Don't know
a diamond in the fucking rough.
Because she been getting it since she got on the screen.
Okay.
I fuck
rich,
with her.
Culturally rich. Monetarily rich,
and she is
and wittily rich.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm.
I just feel like there's got to be
they
women out there. And at this point, I'm about to be like that guy that was on TikTok asking people what they do randomly when they was in nice cars.
Yeah. What did you do? When I'm married,
and I'm gonna be tweeting it to Bravo.
Right.
Hi.
You
I
need
just
to talk
met this
to her.
Lady at Marlowe's.
She's
an investment banker.
Yeah.
I think
you
should
you
talk
need to
her.
They got
to
look. I don't want to see light skin. If I see light, I'm going to be pissed. I don't want to see light skin Keisha.
That would be
I don't want to see Toya. If y'all could go convince Tori Hart and Tamika Foster to be on that show.
We might be on to something.
Because Tori Hart, even Hollywood X, she was by her shit.
We might look.
And she's beautiful.
She
They're
is.
Both beautiful.
I'll tell you who they should shoot their shot for.
Who?
Aim for the stars. Since she ain't coming back to work, y'all better just go ahead and send Keisha Lance Bottoms an offer.
You
shoot
should.
Your shot.
You should. Because Keisha be with the shits too.
Pause. You saw Kasim Reed. Nigga, you should be worrying about your legal filings.
Your corrupt ass.
It's the ego
I
for
said,
me
I
that
didn't
you
even
think
know you
we
could
would
do that shit.
You think we would even vote for you
again?
While
you
we
have
know
open investigations right fucking now.
You really are trying to play the fuck out of us.
Mm-hmm.
With all this shit going on, I said I can't, but we ain't gonna talk about that much longer.
I was like,
last thing I want to review on Real Housewives is. The last few episodes I caught up on Real Housewives of New York.
Mm-hmm.
So for those that do not watch or may be unaware,
what an episode.
Ebony K. Williams has actually taken a whole break from social media. She announced that as the episode 2 weeks ago was preparing to air that she was going to step back because it is
she
a lot of content.
Yeah.
Right. Basically, to sum it up, they were at Luann's house in Sag Harbor, the audacity of it, which was like the only place that black people could even live in Long Island for a long time or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they are getting into the normal argument. Leah and Ramona get into their normal argument about Leah's word choice and conversation choice. Mm-hmm. She, you know, likes to talk openly about sex and, you know.
She be cussing and shit.
Right. Vaginas, know. Dicks, pussies, anal, everything. Whatever the case may be. Yeah. Just normal adult women's chat.
Conversations.
And it pisses Ramona off. It every offends time. Her. Which blows my mind. Mm-hmm. But so they get into it, and then Luann tries to say that Leah's usage of these words that is because part. She is uneducated. Mm-hmm. Mind you, this is after the fact that Leah storms out after going around the table and saying, "You're a hoe, you're a hoe, you're a hoe, you're a hoe, you're a hoe." Storms out.
Yep.
So Ebony's over here chilling, just kind of like taking eating it all food, in.
Which is my favorite. Ebony don't be like, "I'm hungry, fuck this."
Right. Ebony is taking it all in until she hears Luann say that
it's an educational thing,
and she says, "Well, hold on, literally. Well, hold up, hold up," and proceeds to basically go back against Luann, saying like it's not an education thing, it's not an upbringing thing, it's just a her choice thing, and you know, if it, I use these words, I use whatever words I want to, and I'm the most educated person here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why she said that for, because Luann took
they
that.
They got offended, honey.
It just, to me, revealed so many microaggressions, so many internal stereotypes and thoughts that Luann, and clearly a lot of these women have about Black people, because if you don't know, Luann ends up going back against Ebony, saying that, like, basically, like, don't call me uneducated. She didn't. She said she's the most educated person. Is. Luann calls her angry and tells her that she needs to basically, like, calm down. Mind you, Ebony was not angry. She did not stand up, storm out, and say you're a hoe to everybody.
Nope.
She, in fact, was just stating her thoughts and saying why Luann shouldn't say that it's because of education.
Mm-hmm.
And Luann expected an apology after all of this was done.
Because she should. She for what? Because I told the
truth. I didn't do anything.
Right.
In fact, I left your house because she was so courteous to extend the fact that, like, if you're uncomfortable, I'll leave.
She said, because I respect you. This is your house. I'll go.
Right. The bigger person.
Mm-hmm.
We always have to be the bigger person.
Always.
But it was kind of just that, and then the follow-up scene with Heather coming in talking about, I worked with Diddy and such, and I'm trying to basically white-splain.
Yep.
And Ebony said she felt like this is what she was doing, white-splaining. Well, I think her issue was da-da-da-da-da, and I understand because I've worked in Black spaces. And bitch, but you're not Black.
No.
And clearly those Black spaces didn't teach you enough, because you sit here talking to me like the fuck you are right now.
Right, exactly.
So it's been basically just a couple of weeks of Ebony having to be that Black person in those white spaces that is attempting to educate people, but also getting the backlash for it, and having to stand up and be the bigger person. Because I'm sure she wanted to be angry.
Oh, for sure.
I'm sure she wanted to slap the fuck out of you.
Mm-hmm.
But she didn't.
Mm-hmm.
She retreated. She went and minded her own business.
Yep.
And it's just unfortunate, because it's like, it's like, I appreciate these women, her, Garcelle, Crystal, Tiffany, coming on TV to stand up for their races and to be willing to educate their cast members and to kind of take the brunt of that. But it's also really shitty that they have to be the ones to do this.
Yep.
That Bravo threw these women in here into these shark tanks, basically surrounded by castmates that they knew were uneducated and that they knew this would cause controversy at the expense of the minority women. It's really unfortunate.
Mm-hmm.
So if y'all haven't, keep tuning in. This is not over on Real Housewives of New York.
No.
And from kind of the things that Ebony has said, it doesn't sound like it's going to be over anytime soon.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of been the highlights for me.
Mm-hmm.
Don't call a Black woman angry.
Yeah, ever. Ever.
Especially if she's not being angry.
She
her responding
so
to you is not her being angry.
No.
Her standing up for herself is not being angry.
Exactly.
But we've all experienced that now, haven't we?
Yep.
So, with that, shall we move into the work playlist?
We shall.
Boy, oh boy. This new Music Friday hit. Harder than most in the last few
months. Yeah, because majority of this year, y'all been lacking.
Sleep. So we're going to go through a series of things. I got a lot for y'all today. I'll start off with probably the biggest letdown. Culture 3.
I knew she was starting with that. Yeah, I attempted to listen to it. I skipped most of it.
That shit is boring as fuck.
It really is.
The beats are all very, like...
mellow.
Well, not even mellow. They just all kind of sound the same to me.
I mean, yeah. And the rapping cadence doesn't really change.
No, like, which I feel like their rapping cadences are always similar. But one of the things I loved most about Culture 2 is that the beats and stuff were so diverse. It was different feels and just this. Yeah. It sounds like a mixtape.
Yeah. It's not good.
I do like the Having Our Way song with Drake.
That's about it.
Mainly because I love the wordplay that he does on the chorus with all of their names. He being Drake. But yeah, other than that, the Cardi B song, she sounds good, but I'm not crazy about the beat.
Yeah.
I just expected more. But I had a feeling this shit was going to be Luke because the publicity...
has been trash.
Yeah.
Somebody said their quality control's entire budget is with Lil Baby at the moment.
And City Girls.
Yeah, because honey... y'all's promotions have been
weak. And I had a feeling it was.
Yeah.
It kind of felt like maybe they had recorded these songs and like.
Mm-hmm. A while ago, probably. Mm-hmm. Went back and listened and like put it all together. Maybe added a few things, took out some things, but yeah, no.
I
don't know, Migos. I feel like y'all are losing your touch. They had a good run. A real good run.
Yeah, from about, what, 2010, 11?
Mm-hmm.
To about 10 years.
Yeah.
Almost.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they've still got a lot more juice in them.
They do, but they got to go reinvent it. Like, they got to rebrand a little bit.
This shit was not it.
They've got to diversify their producers, diversify any type of songwriters you may work with, like, because that ain't it. I skipped so much of that fucking album. I was like, yeah, no.
It was not it.
Mm-mm.
The Culture album, too, was also really good. Culture 2, to me, was iconic, though. But this shit here, let's not have no more culture. We need to just pivot completely.
It, yeah.
So once we move past that, let's get on to the more positive releases on New Music Friday of this past week. Thought Shit by Megan Thee Stallion. Mm-hmm. 5 seconds in, and I was like, this is... because I listened to the Culture. That was the first thing I listened to. And I got through like probably 7 or 8 tracks and I was like, bitch, I need a break. So I turned on that Thought Shit and it was like 5 seconds in and I was like, this is what I'm looking for.
Meg came back quick.
This is it, baby.
She is not here to play with y'all.
I love that song. I love the beat. Her bars are
fantastic. The video is fire.
And it made me excited to go to Houston in her honor.
I love the fact that
she is. I haven't watched the video yet.
The video is fire. And the choreography, chef's kiss.
Okay, because Megan can dance.
Okay.
Megan be dancing.
She's bringing a different level to the female rap game. Because most of the time, y'all don't dance. She done brought choreography to the game.
Full blown
choreography. The girl.
That's why I love the Crybaby video so much. Is the choreography so good. The choreography,
man.
I can't wait to watch it. Also, you know who else, though? Another rapper, female rapper that's giving us choreography.
Cardi.
Bitch.
I mean, she's trying.
No.
Oh.
Doja.
Oh, well, Doja.
Also had a release.
Doja is in a lane of her own.
Yes.
The girl, her, just everything.
Next level.
She's so fucking talented.
Bruh.
Mm.
I mean, we all have just decided to put aside the fact that she was showing feet in racial chat rooms. And I'm okay with that.
She's so fucking good, bro.
She released Need to Know.
Yep.
Also a vibe, mm-hmm. A nasty little song,
mm-hmm.
Nasty little song. So not safe for work or your kids, none of that, but it's a bop. It's a bop. Okay. And then just sticking with the ladies, we also had St. John release Just For Me featuring SZA, which is going to be on the Space Jam.
Yep.
Soundtrack, which you heard, LeBron James changes a number because of the number that he's going to have in the movie.
He's changing his number?
Mm-hmm. His jersey number. Because I think 6 is what they have him in Space Jam. So starting, I think, next season, he'll be wearing
6
to align with what he had on in the movie.
Okay.
I'm so excited for this Space Jam movie.
I am too. I hope it's good.
I think it will be.
Space Jam is an iconic movie.
I gotta... I got my ass beat for that movie. Did I ever tell you that story?
No, you have never told me this. Y'all, Deja's childhood was something to remember. Let me tell y'all.
What was it?
The stories I have heard of Deja's childhood have been, they honestly could be a movie.
I need therapy.
Well, yeah.
So, I love Space Jam to this day. Like, whenever it's on TV, I'll watch it. I had the VHS. My mom got rid of all my VHSs. But there was one time I put on Space Jam and my mom went to take a nap. So before she went to take a nap, she was like, as soon as this movie's over, I want you to go and take a bath. It was like a Sunday, because y'all know I couldn't watch TV Monday through Thursday.
Yes.
So I think it was a Sunday. And so she was like, okay, take a bath.
So much.
You're going to get ready for bed, essentially. Yeah. Like, it's the end of Sunday night. Why? This is my own fault. There's a couple of whoopings that were my fault.
Okay.
Now, the punishment may have not, it may have been a bit extreme for the crime. But why, when that movie came off, I was feeling it so much, I started that bitch over.
You started it over.
And I thought to myself, she'll never know. She'll just think that I'm still watching the movie.
She's going to look and see how long
she came back down and was like, I know this is the beginning of the movie. Why didn't your ass go get in the tub? My mom didn't curse at me, so I won't. But she was basically like, why didn't your ass go get in the tub?
Mm-hmm.
I got a belt whooping. And then I went and got in the tub.
Ouch.
Yeah, I got beat. I got it beaten. But it was worth it, man.
Space Jam was
that
so
extra
good.
25, 30 minutes, however much. Oh, man, I love that movie and the soundtrack.
It's a good soundtrack, too.
So
Space Jam was good.
I'm really excited. And did you know who's going to be Lola?
Who?
Zendaya.
Is she?
Yes.
I did not know this.
Yes.
Oh. News to me. I know they changed Lola's look for Space Jam. They
really
desexualized her a little bit.
Aww.
I mean, that made, I was like, really, y'all? It's a kid's movie. Like, no one's really, like, because, you know,
I
Lola
mean,
Bunny, I get it.
I got
but
it,
But Lola
too.
Bunny in Space, the first Space Jam was real
sexy, and I wanted to be her.
Who didn't?
Tell Lola me Bunny about it.
Yeah. But she could also ball. So there was that. But
I
think they,
it.
She's a little more unisex.
Not as sexual.
Yeah.
Damn. Well.
Oh, well.
Oh, well. But yes, I'm excited for that. And we got here because the Just For Me is from that soundtrack. Something else is from that. Oh, no, never mind. Never mind. I was about to be incorrect. But speaking of another soundtrack, Fastlane, because you're getting all the songs released. I guess they released the new Fast and the Furious soundtrack.
Oh, did they? That's coming out at the end of the month.
And y'all niggas gonna go see it.
Yep.
And guess what's gonna happen from that?
Another one.
Keep making.
I think they're making 10. The goal is 10.
Isn't that? They're past 10. This is like number 12, isn't it?
They're calling it number 9. I think it's number 9. I think that's accurate.
Fast and maybe. Let's see. You getting there? Because my phone's slow.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to go to AT&T today and just get a new one. Yeah, this shit isn't working. But nonetheless, Fastlane is by Don Tolliver, Lil Durk.
Yeah, that's about right.
What?
Okay, yeah, it started with Too Fast, Too Furious.
Too Fast.
No, I'm lying.
Too Furious. That's the second movie.
Yeah. The first one.
Tokyo Drift.
Fast and the Furious.
Mm-hmm.
Then it was Too Fast, Too Furious.
Mm-hmm.
Then the Fast and the Furious Tokyo Drift.
Mm-hmm.
Then Fast and Furious again.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was Fast 5,
mm-hmm.
Fast 6,
mm-hmm.
Fast 7.
Uh-huh.
Then it was...
I hate y'all for this.
The Fate of the Furious, which was 8.
Eight.
And
okay.
Now we're at Fast 9.
Oh, God. Well, Jesus,
get us there.
Because Hobbs
and Shaw was a spinoff, so you can't count that one.
I counted it.
Well, I'm just...
Jesus.
Just calling it what it is.
But, yeah, so y'all listen to that soundtrack. I haven't listened to the whole thing. I just listened to this Fastlane song, and it rides. Tyga and Moneybagg Yo got together.
I've heard.
Did you listen to it?
Mm-hmm.
I like it, but I'm also a Tyga fan.
I am too. I am.
I don't understand how y'all are not Tyga fans.
Tyga can rap, man. He's been putting out little hits for a while.
And he only makes fun music.
Yeah, he doesn't make anything else.
How, like, how do you not like him? Do y'all not like shaking y'all ass?
I think they just, I don't know. I think some people, I think Tyga to some people is corny.
His money ain't.
No.
I like Tyga.
How
is Tyga corny, bruh?
I think it came from, he did something.
The coconut, lime and the coconut?
Yeah, but
I
he
mean,
was on something on MTV beforehand talking about his mama buying him a range and wild shit. Yeah, something like that.
His mama rich?
His
he
mama
came from
money?
Money?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So I think it's that, but I don't have no issues with Tyga.
I love Tyga.
Tyga put the entire rap game onto getting a new hairline.
He got a new hairline?
Fuck yeah.
He ain't bald.
He was going bald, and then he got
old is he?
I don't know. He's got to be 30.
He dates
something.
Young girls, so I be thinking he's young.
He's not.
Oh.
Him and Chris Brown are close in age.
He's 31.
Yeah, see?
Is he really from Compton?
I don't think he really is.
Are y'all calling him corny because his mom is part Asian?
I don't know about all that. I don't know. I didn't know his mama was Asian.
Well, her name last name is Vietnamese.
Yeah. She looks Asian.
He looks Asian.
Yeah, if you really look at him.
Yeah, I always knew he had some Asian in him. Yeah.
She's a pretty lady, too.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't know. I think that's part of it, but he makes real good music. But yeah, he put the entire rap game on a new hairline. How y'all think Tory Lanez got his hairline back, even though he still got a patch in the middle? Tyga put so many people on to go get a new hairline.
I said, is this nigga bald? And he has a ton of fucking hair.
Yeah, because.
And I don't know why I missed this.
He put a new hairline in and it grew. He's got a lot of hair now.
Wow.
Tory Lanez actually shouted him out, like, shout out to Tyga for hooking me up with a new hairline. He's done that to a few people, I do believe. Send people to his hairline doctor.
Well, look, I'm always rooting for Tyga. And Tyga very, very, very rarely lets me down.
He's
like
highly unproblematic, too. He just stays out the way.
He literally
minds
does.
His business.
He literally does. And let me tell you, he's had a lot of problematic associations.
Unfortunately. So his baby moms, like Chris Brown. It's a lot of people.
But he be flying
under the radar. And he be like, I ain't got shit to do with that.
Right. Let me drop this bomb ass song.
And go about my business.
I love Tyga.
Yeah.
So y'all check out Splash, him featuring Moneybagg Yo.
Yep.
Also, this, I don't think you listen to Hiatus Coyote, do you?
No.
Okay. So they're this, I think they may be from Australia or New Zealand or somewhere. It's a white band, but if you listen to them, you wouldn't think that they were white. It's kind of like alternative R&B.
I love alternative.
They have a lot of beautiful songs, and they just released a new one called Red Room. I'll play a little bit of this one
for
you. It's, and so you can get the vibes because it's very like, I don't know, it's very soulful, but they put their music together normally in just this really unique way. This one's not as like unique, but it's just a vibe, so.
Intro,
but it's such a vibe. It really
I like this.
Mood. Sets the mood, and this just this is like them. I got a red room in a cigarette out when the sun sets in my bedroom. I got a red room in a cigarette out when the sun sets in my bedroom.
Okay.
Yeah. So I love Hiatus Coyote.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely encourage you to check out some of their older stuff as well. Molasses is one of my favorite songs by them, and Nakamura featuring Q-Tip is also one of my favorite songs by them. But yeah, if you haven't listened to them and you like that, I feel like you'll like some of their other stuff. Sometimes it's like way off the deep and you'll be like, this song ain't for me. But yes. sometimes, just sometimes. Also wanted to shout out a couple other new artists that I discovered this week. TK Maidza, MAIDZA, kind of like Mazda, but with an I in there.
Okay.
Has a song named Kashmir that I really like. It's a smooth R&B type sound.
Okay.
And then this girl called Tones and I, who is from Australia, put out a song. This is more of a poppy vibe called Cloudy Day.
Okay.
So, yeah, I just really had a field day with New Music Friday this week.
It sounds like it.
Yeah, I was like, whoa, like, I haven't had this much new music to enjoy in a long time.
Y'all ain't been dropping music like that in 2021.
Not things that are worth it. Yeah, anything for you, Kirsten.
No, you named it off.
Sorry.
It's fine. No, it's fine. Y'all know I've been on a podcast kick per usual. I still encourage you to listen to Even the Richest Madonna.
Oh, yeah. I'm caught up on that.
It's pretty good. I
they
like
have
it.
Another podcast out there.
Yes, I heard.
Bless you. We are sneezy today. I'm telling y'all, it's the mold.
I can't think of the name of it, but they do have one.
In God We Lust.
Yes. They're great narrators. They do a great job, but it's a really good podcast. Of course, listen to Holding Court with Ebony K. Williams. That's always just such fun for me to listen to.
It is. And you get the breakdown of if you are watching Roni.
Yeah, she talks about it. But yeah, that's it. Work clapback, professional
clapback. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this week I really wanted to talk about trying to think about how to properly phrase the situation. So basically just like how to handle ongoing, like back and forth. Mm. I don't want to say like an argument, but just like back and forth. Mm-hmm. And this comes from last week when I was going back and forth with these niggas.
Still? Okay.
So sometimes you'll have situations and I always do encourage you guys to hop on the phone if you can to go back and forth, to stop the email back mm-hmm. and forth with people so that you can clarify it. Mm-hmm. The good thing about my company is all of our calls externally are recorded.
Well, that's good.
Yes. Yeah, so it's kind of like as long as you saying
roll
stuff,
the tape.
Basically. Basically. Don't play with me. I have sent some recordings to my manager before. Like, I just want you to know how this exactly went down.
Yeah.
But that I think is one of the professional mm-hmm. clapbacks. It's like if you are going back and forth with a client, with a team member, partner, whatever the case may be, and you're not feeling like it's productive, try to hop on the phone mm-hmm. if you think it's going to be a safe conversation. Yeah. If people not, are insulting you or doing inappropriate things in the email, don't do so. But
save
if you can, but sometimes you're not in a position to hop on the phone, like me last week. Yeah. Like it's busy. After hours. Yeah. I'm here with Kirsten. I'm not at my work phone. I'm definitely not calling y'all on my personal phone.
Hell no. So you can blow my phone up. Fuck
right.
No.
And the professional clapback sometimes is just stopping to respond. Set an expectation when you're stopping the responses. Like, I am going to address this on XYZ date or at XYZ time, but I will talk to you then, period. Let them keep emailing you, but sometimes, like, you've got to put the end to that because they will drag you deeper. It's like quicksand, and I fall into that quicksand so often because I got to make my point.
She does.
But I also try really hard to think twice, like, should I just not respond or should I just go ahead and set the expectations that we will talk about this, da 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 da. I did that last week and it really worked. We ended up having a call one day this week. I can't remember. And it was a very productive call. That's and they good. Understood everything that they had done incorrectly and why we were doing it. And I also had reinforcements as well from another team member that they work with who had reached out and was like, don't worry, I'll have your back. I'll kind of play up why it's positive that this is happening to them. But I realized that, like, I shouldn't have probably went back and forth that much anyways. Yeah. I should have earlier in the conversation said, let's just talk about this on Monday or on this date at this time. Mm-hmm. This still stands, but I'm happy to review it with you at this time.
Yeah.
And y'all, that will save you so much mental agony.
Strain.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Going back and forth with I ain't going back and forth. That I do. I be going back and forth with these niggas.
They should be ready. Them little fingers be moving,
y'all.
Mm-hmm.
And that works outside of work as well. Mm. Sometimes that's the best clapback, like on social media.
Yeah.
When you find yourself in a heated Facebook debate with your racist former classmates and things like that. So sometimes
you remind me of my mom with that.
Just let them sulk.
She'd love to go back and forth with some racists. I'd be like, why?
Exactly.
Why are we doing this? What's the point, ma'am? Like, let it be. She'd be like, I just enjoy it. I'm like,
sometimes I do.
Sometimes
when
you
I have
do.
The time.
Yeah. I'd be like, ma, let it go. She's coming next month anyway.
I know she told me I got a coaster for her.
Yes. She will be here for 12 days.
Yay.
So she'll be here for a good little minute. Marla's like, home cooked meals for 12 days. I'm down.
Look, I'll be over.
Come on.
What day does she get here?
She gets here on the 30th of June. And then
I'm here between the 30th and July 11th or 12th or whatever. I'm here that whole time.
Let you know.
I am.
She's got plans. She's apparently buying me a grill. Like, she's got She's got plans.
Okay.
I told Marla, I was like, be fully prepared for like a whole bunch of new shit that we just never thought of.
Okay, but tell her to come to my house and see what she, I'll let her know. We need new as well. Yeah.
She's like, we're going to do this when I get there. Aww. I've got to look for this and I've got
to
find
we'll
this.
We'll have to cook out and have her over. Yeah, man. I've been telling Tyrell I want to cook out in general. And he's just been kind of looking at me like,
okay,
I'm in the middle of Naruto. Like, nigga, what that got to do with cooking out?
No, it'll be fun. I'm happy. She hasn't been here in over a year and some change. So
it's been a minute.
The lady's excited. I've got to take her to neighborhoods and like
she wants to look at homes.
Yes, very much awesome. So. She's like, I need to time it, see how far it is from the city. And then I'm like, okay, girl.
Oh, this is going to be fun.
She's very excited.
Aww.
But yeah, so there's that. But for tip of the week, sorry, I got off track.
It's okay.
Tip of the week, I would just say prioritize your mental health. When I tell y'all that a lot of shit is not worth it, let me tell you.
Well, I got a tip too. But
okay. What I've been going through with work for the past month has been exhausting.
Yeah.
Exhausting to the point of just like, I'm irritated with folk. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to talk. Like, half the time, I don't want to talk about it. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm just over it. At some point, you got to just say when enough is enough. And just prioritize your mental well-being so that you can continue to be the best version of yourself.
For sure.
Because for the last 30 days, I have been just irritated and annoyed and tired of talking and just kind of over it. But in this last week, I really just kind of sat and thought about it and just went through all the different steps to take and was just kind of like, you know what? It is what it is.
It is.
And being okay with that. Just being okay with it is what it is. I know a lot of times people say, well, it is what it is. It's kind of dismissive. I mean.
But sometimes you have to dismiss things from your life. There's sometimes nothing else you can do.
And it's okay to do that. Don't let people make you feel bad for like putting yourself first.
100%.
Because a lot of times people will guilt you into, well, why would you do that? And you're being dismissive and how dare, like, no, bro, like this shit just isn't worth my time or effort point. Or emotional well-being. Mm. So I'm just going to remove myself or remove you. Like it just is what it is. Something has to change.
Yep.
So yeah, that's my tip. Prioritize your mental health. Do what's best for you at all times. Mm-hmm. And even with family, it is totally okay to put yourself first, honey, because let me tell you, family be the number one thing sending people to therapy.
Girl.
Because a lot of times family usually is the main culprits of guilting you into stuff. Like, well, that's your brother, or that's your sister, that's your mom. Nah, bro. Like, you got to draw boundaries. Boundaries are 100%. So important. Yeah, so it's okay to choose you. I tell people that all the time. Put yourself first. If they can't get with that, oh, well. Like, it's okay. I tell anybody to put themselves first. Because at the end of the day, how can you be anything to anybody else if you can't prioritize yourself?
100%.
That's that.
I just have a more tangible tip.
Okay.
So for my new job, I had to, I'm taking some LinkedIn learning courses. Mm-hmm. And one of the tools that we're going to be using for my new job is Asana. Have you heard of Asana?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever used it?
No.
Oh my gosh. So it's very much like Trello, except for better.
Hmm.
And you can use it, the free version.
I hated Trello.
I didn't hate Trello. I didn't mind it, but I'm pretty sure I'm going to like Asana a lot more.
Okay.
But it's basically a project management tool, a cloud-based project management tool.
Yeah.
So, of course, I'm going to be using it for corporate work, you know, professional work. But you can also create a personal account for free. And if you are someone who especially isn't a fan of, like, maybe, like, physical planners and notebooks and stuff, check out Asana. 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 Create yourself a free version and use it to manage your personal life. You can create all kinds of different tabs. If you have access to LinkedIn Learnings, there's a phenomenal 1 or so hour course that teaches you the basics of it as well. You could probably find other free resources and stuff. Just Google like Asana videos or YouTube or something like that. But y'all, take advantage. This tool is really cool. I really like it. And the free version has a lot of shit that you can do. So definitely, if you are someone that needs something to help you stay organized, but you like digital things,
Asana.
$3.99.
Okay.
Look into it.
That's a good tip.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. Enjoy your day, your weekend, your week, whatever day it is that you are listening to this. And we will talk to y'all next week.
All right. Bye.
Toodles.